Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre-imposed, I'm sorry, a six-minute walk test on Barbara Tidwell, T-I-D-W-E-L-L. This goes to Christopher Sepich, S-E-P-I-C-H. On 5/25/22, Mrs. Tidwell performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 90%, period. After walking 88 meters in 2 minutes and 16 seconds, she stopped the test due to difficulty breathing and an O2 sat dropping to 88%, period. The paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Erin McArdle. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 5/25/22, Mrs. McArdle performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/12/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component, period. Next, a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Owens. This goes to Dr. Thompson on 5/25/22. Mrs. Owens performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/18/21, there's been no change, period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Tina Hewitt. This goes to Dr. Sheetsley, S-H-E-A-T-S-L-E-Y. On 5/25/22, Mrs. Hewitt performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/17/21, there's been no change, period, no paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction or without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Alice Neitzey, N-E-I-T-Z-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 5/25/22, Mrs. Neitzey performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 100%, period. After walking 309 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 98%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. On Sean Johnson, this goes to Dr. Hall. On 5/25/22, Mr. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/26/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Wesley Phillips. This goes to the VA. On 5/25/22, Mr. Phillips performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 303 meters in 6 minutes, his saturation was 89%, period. No paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Wesley Phillips. This goes to the VA on 5/25/22. Mr. Phillips performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.